absolutely unacceptable and a form of hybrid warfare. Taoiseach Micheál Martin's words about the Russian ban on 52 Irish politicians and officials. The Russian ambassador, Yuri Filatov, was called into Foreign Affairs yesterday for the Irish response. And our political coverage editor, David Murphy, joins us now with more. That was a firm response from the Taoiseach. What do we know, David, about that meeting in the Department of Foreign Affairs?
Well, I think that the Irish position is that they outlined that they thought that what the Russians had done by introducing a travel ban on 52 Irish politicians in terms of travelling to Russia was unwarranted and completely unjustified, and they conveyed that position. We also understand that the Minister, Simon Coveney, has been consulting with his officials regarding bringing some further details to the three-party leaders in government on this. It's difficult to see what options the government actually have. One thing that was raised in the Doyle yesterday was potentially reducing the number of officials in the Russian embassy in Dublin. There are currently 27 of them. There are four Irish officials in the Irish embassy in Moscow. So could there be a request to reduce the number of diplomats from Russia in Dublin? But one of the difficulties about that is that if the Russians were to reciprocate, it would leave Ireland with hardly any people in Moscow at all. So that would be a problem. And they've already ruled out expelling the Russian ambassador, Yuri Filatov. But they are looking at what they can do as a response.
Do we know more about what's in the letter besides the list of names? Who are the full 52? And what does it say? There are some reports, aren't there, that the letter accuses Ireland of being Russophobic and succumbing to dictation from Brussels?
Yeah, well, in terms of the list, we knew on Wednesday that it had the key figures around cabinet, the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, Minister for Foreign Affairs, Minister for Justice and so on. The rest of the list seems to be largely made up of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil politicians, among them the former Minister for Foreign Affairs, Charlie Flanagan, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, TD, Neil Richmond, TD from Fine Gael, and then Fianna Fáil, Senator Timmy Dooley, MEP Billy Kelleher, Paul McAuliffe, TD, Minister Thomas Byrne, Sean Haughey, Jim O'Callaghan, and Senator Lorraine Clifford Lee, and also the Labour leader, Ivana Bacik. But what's happening is that the official list is not being released by the Department of Foreign Affairs. What they're doing is they're ringing round each of the politicians and letting them know that they have been added to this list, which stops them from travel to Russia.
So they're contacting the 52 individually.
That's right. And that's why we haven't seen a full list being published. But I guess one of the things about this is that it happened after Ireland said it would be providing training to Ukraine to clear mines as part of a joint EU military operation. And perhaps it's an action that has happened because of Ireland taking that position. It's worth bearing in mind, we've seen similar actions against the US, where there are now 1,200 people banned from travelling to Russia, and in Canada, where there's now 1,000 people banned from travelling. But if you think about it, really, they've almost banned about a third of the members of the Doyle, in the sense that there are 160 members of the Doyle and there are 52 people on the list.
All right, thank you for that. That's our political coverage correspondent, David Murphy. It's 23 minutes past 7.